بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مشاعر فاضل الشيخ يفضل رومي وقت تبريد دورة الشيخ العرب والعجم هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر بنور الله وبركاته. التايتل تيري عاشقو مي جينا تيري عاشقو مي مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گری آؤ بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا کبھی گری آؤ بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا, کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا. یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ, یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ. میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا, میری جان ناتواں کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا. یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا, یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا. میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا, میرا نالہ ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی. تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا. تیری شان جذب ہے یہ, تیری بندہ پروری ہے, تیری شان جذب ہے یہ, تیری بندہ پروری ہے. میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا, میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن، تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، یہ تیری رضا میں جینا، یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد. Beautiful poem of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aggressor Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, living with the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and dying with the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to be obedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at all times, while we are living, breaking the fulfilling the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and when our desires come, because strong desires, but we break our desires only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so you can have this meaning also, to live with the lovers of Allah and to die with the lovers of Allah. That means your heart, you break it every time to do the good actions also, and in staying in the company of the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and you're breaking your heart when you are, that the desires, temptations come of sin. Or it can mean also to love amongst the lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and to die amongst them. That means our whole life, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, my salat and my acts of worship and my living and my dying is only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Hazrat says, hey, isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna, کبھی دل پر صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. In this way a person, it's possible for him to cross the path to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That sometimes a person has to make sabr, have patience, control himself, and at times a person must make shukr and thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith, then ajaban li amri al-mu'min, very strange and amazing is the condition of a believer. If good conditions comes to him, he makes shukr and he thanks Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if difficult conditions comes, and he makes sabr, and both of these are good for him. By means of this, a person goes closer and closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As I mentioned also, we must think to ourselves, one very simple way to reach Allah Ta'ala is through shukr. But how many of us take out some time, as the Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah mentions in Islah Al-Akhlaq, ni'mat-e muraqabah and ni'mat-e ilahiyah, to ponder daily about the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala complains in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ, very, very few people, unfortunately, are making shukr and thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And whatever there is little of, Allah appreciates it very greatly. When it's like gold is something which is rare, it's not so much in Saudi, a person pays a lot of money for it. And the more rare it is, the more value it has got. So when very few people are making shukr and thanking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how much doesn't Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala appreciate it? And the ulama say that tamamun ni'mah, or the kamalun ni'mah is ishtinabul maharim. The perfection of a ni'mat and bounty which Allah gives to a person is for a person to stay away from haram actions. One person, pious person, is so beautifully, he says that, oh Allah, we are drowned in your bounties, مُغْرَقِينَ فِي النِّعَمِ وَقَرِينَ عَنِ الشُّكَرِ, but we are completely void of making shukr and thanks to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And he says that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala يَتَحَبَّبُ إِلَيْنَا وَهُوَ عَنَّا غَنِيٌ, Allah is showing love to us and Allah is showing so many favors to us, whereas Allah is completely independent of us. And he says, وَنَتَمَقَّتُ إِلَيْهِ وَنَحْنُمُ إِلَيْهِ مُحْتَاجُونَ, and we show disrespect to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we break Allah's commands, whereas we are 100% all the time we are in muhtaj and in need of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So really to bring this quality of shukr into our lives, and halat and conditions come in a person's life to make sabr. يَتَرِي رَضَامِ جِينَا يَتَرِي رَضَامِ مَرْنَا مَرِي عَبَدِيَتْ فِي يَعْرَبْ هَي تَرَى فَضَلْ كَرْنَا. So a person must love in the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and die in the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As we learn from Hazrat, it means that obey the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and stay away from sins. To kill yourself As Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that one is a person who dies as a shaheed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very great thing. But one is a person who is becoming a shaheed every day. The desires are coming into a person. In Asilah al-Akhlaq also it's mentioned that Kamal is not to die one time only and to give your life, but every time to die. Break your desires. You've got the desire to look at that woman. You've got the desire to go on the phone. You've got the desire to make extra money through interest, through haram, through whatever. So many things, examinations around a person. But a person breaks himself only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And oh Allah, when I've got this quality, it is only your fadl, it is only your grace and kindness upon me. When I've got this humility and this humbleness and this servitude. Yehi aashiko ka shewa, yehi aashiko ki adat. Kabhi kiriya buka hai, kabhi aahe sard barna. This is the way and the path of the aashiks and the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That at times they are crying and they are thinking of their past life and their sins. And no matter how much a person does in life, we can never do enough. And Allah's favors and bounties of us upon us. And sometimes that this cool feeling comes out from the heart of a person. You're sitting and thinking about the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has given me. And you say, ya Allah, what a disobedient servant I have been. So the person thinks about the bounties of Allah, and the person thinks about his gunas and his sins, and then tears come out from his eyes, and he starts crying. And sometimes also a person cries just thinking about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, not worthy in the least, but you're just showering your favors and bounties. Just the greatest bounty Allah has given us of iman. What a great ni'mat. And just think about the 5 billion people on the earth. From those 5 billion, maybe there's 1 billion or 2 billion people who are Muslims. And Allah chose me from all of those people. Then Allah gave me iman. Then Allah made me of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah gave me tawfiq to sit in the sohbat and company of the buzruqs and the awliya Allah. To sit in the masjid and to have this fikr and consent from wa islah. I'm not even worthy in the least, but Allah ta'ala chose me. Allah ta'ala pulled me out. So it's the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this feeling comes, that what a disobedient servant. Despite all Allah's bounties upon me, still I am so disobedient. This is the sign, Hazrat says, of ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the guarantee of ishq. That sometimes a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the tongue, and sometimes he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. So a true lover, man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikrahu. A person who loves something, he makes abundance of dhikr, he remembers it all the time. So this must be the quality of a person who will know how much connection he's got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how much does he remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the du'as are coming in our life, when we enter our house, when we leave our house, entering the masjid, all of these du'as, because now that's a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some mufassirin have mentioned, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتِ. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great abundance, it refers to the people who are reading their masnoon du'as at the different times. You see, a person will be remembering Allah in abundance, because now when he's entering his house, leaving his house, entering the car, as I said, mentioned, putting off the light at night, we read Bismillah for the day. So all the time there are certain du'as. We should learn these du'as. So a person is remembering Allah with his tongue. And other times he remembers Allah Ta'ala with the heart. That means now the occasion comes of committing guna. And now a person turns away from the day. And he says, no, my Allah is watching me. So he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you? At every moment a person has got this thought. Then Hazrat says, the sum total of my life and the crux of my life and my sahara, my support of my life, is to live among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to die among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this should be actually our tarab and desire. One very simple way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kunu ma'a sadiqin. Reh paro. Stay with the sadiqin. Khalituhum litakunu mithlahum. Continue coming and meeting with them, staying in their company, until eventually you become like them. And this doesn't take one day, or I became for one Ramadan, but it's a continuous effort now. It must be a maqsad and object of our life. That I want to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, I will have to stay in the company of the pious. So mashallah, majalis take place. I must go to my sheikh's majlis, sit in his company, in his sohbat. And the more a person can take benefit, the more a person should try to take benefit. So this must become the object of our life. The sum total, Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Our object of living in this life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here the object is to live among the lovers and die among the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how will a person learn ibadat? How will a person learn ma'rifat? The easiest and simplest way is sitting in the sohbat of the buzrugani deen, the awliya Allah. The person gets ma'rifat of Allah. He learns how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many, one is the physical outward and one is spirituality, spiritually also inside. How can he build up his connection with Allah ta'ala? Till now we were performing salat just because it's farz. But there we learn how much a person performs salat with love. Salat is not a duty. It's actually it's an honor for a person to perform salat. He may say there's enjoyment in performing salat. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of it. Then Hazrat says, I never knew what was your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learned from your lovers that how can a person die at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can a person give his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We never knew what the love of Allah ta'ala was until we came in the sohbat and sat in the company of our Shaykh, which Hazrat says he learned from Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. And Hazrat was an embodiment of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we read the stories of Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, and they say how he was, and then when we saw Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, exactly we saw it similar, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this was like the object of his life. A love of Allah was coming from every part of his body. Hazrat was an embodiment of love. So from here, with the lovers of Allah, we just learn the word love. We still haven't got the reality. Allah make it come into us. But we, at least let us, inshallah, we are on the way. We've got great hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant it to us. Then Hazrat says that, O Allah ta'ala, it is your favors only. And it is through the blessings of your help and assistance that on this weak body of mine, I am able to make sabr on your love. I'm able to my heart. Otherwise, the love of Allah, where are we? But only human beings, Allah has given them this ability that they can have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the angels, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to have the quality of love, that's why Allah has created the quality of love in a person. When Allah created the angels, they said, oh Allah, this man is in the court facade in the earth. They saw that madda inside of him of love. He'll commit zina, adultery, he'll fall in love with woman. And I said, you don't know. That same quality of love which could have been directed to women and towards cars and all of these things, that banda and servant will turn it and it will become the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love is a very good quality. And many people say, I got too much of love in me, too much of desires in me. So this is a very great quality. You got a lot of petrol in you. Now don't use the petrol to go to the clubs. And use it to go to the masjid. So you got the love of Allah ta'ala, the love in your heart. Don't use it for haram love, for women, for shops, for your jobs, for your family. You love them also, but use that love mainly for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more lust, the more desires a person has got, the more greater wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become. Only has to direct it in the right way. And for our hearts, so small, but to have this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah says that this is your favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are pulling us towards you very, very quietly. This is the great favor of Allah Ta'ala by bringing us to these majalis and gatherings. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says that mera nala in adamat tera singh dar pekarna, for me to cry at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tears to come out. This also is just a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I'm crying, I'm not crying. Allah is giving me the tawfiq and ability. So these are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I've got weaknesses and faults in my life, Hazrat says, I must cry on every guna and sin of mine. And this is my talafi, this is my thing which will cover up my sins, and it will remove it. No matter how much sins we can make, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is prepared to forgive. And this is your mercy, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you forgive my sins, and you overlook my sins. Just one tawbah, and Allah is prepared. We can make hundreds of mistakes in one day. But we ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah will forgive us. And then, Hazrat says that this is your shan and your great favors of pulling me towards you. And this is your way of making tarbiyat, that at every moment I am remembering you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your kindness also. Whenever I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody, one by his buzru, said that I know when Allah is remembering me. He said, when I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I know Allah is remembering me. Because fadkuruni azkurukum. You remember me, I will remember you. She said, I know Allah is remembering me also whenever I make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says finally that staying in the sohbat and company of the Ahl Dil, those people who have got heart, who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is any Ahl Dil, any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know that this person, he's a man of Allah, and he will take me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, that person, you stay in his company, whoever has got this company, he has learned how to love, and he has learned how to die. He has learned his whole life, how he must run his life. His life is actually life. Otherwise, a person, he loves his whole life, but really he has got no life. He's wasting his life. And that life is not really called life. Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayat. Allah is the one who created death and life. So Hazrat mentioned to us that, why was death mentioned first before life? Because if death is in front of a person, he knows I have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his life will be a real life. But if death is not in front of him, his life will be a waste. There won't be really benefit for a person in his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, set in the sohbat in qabban yawla, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.